You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today is a very special episode. As promised, we're bringing Dennis Tan back onto the line. He is the franchise owner and strategic partner over at Schooley Mitchell, and I'm proud to announce a newly published author in our best-selling Business Leaders book series over at Mission Matters. Hey, Dennis, just want to say welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, Dennis. So I'm excited for everybody watching this. For context, we're recording this into the end of 2022 in December, right before Christmas, and heading into the new year, 2023. A lot of things on business owners' minds. One of their biggest planning initiatives for many is really how to make best of resources going into the new year, what that looks like. I know Dennis also has some big announcements with some new cost centers that they've added over at Schooley Mitchell. So we're going to get into all this. We'll get into the book, of course, and Dennis's contribution. But before we do all that, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So Dennis, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Dennis, what mission matters to you?
My mission that matters most is for me to be able to help others, whether it's in the community, business owners, you know, from a professional standpoint, that's what I do. I help businesses find ways to not overpay for the expenses, for what they're worth. So My most important thing is just be able to help people out there. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely fighting for our small businesses, business owners out there, and a huge advocate, and we'll get into that advocacy. But I don't want to assume that all of our new listeners or new viewers caught some of the previous work we've done together in our previous interviews. So, I mean, let's go a little bit into your background. So tell us a little bit more about how you got on this entrepreneurial path.
Well, I've worked for several businesses, you know, publicly traded businesses like Foot Locker. You know, I've been to the corporate world of politics, and it has, you know, got me a lot of educated resources and mindset I've thought about, and it was time for me to just start up my own business.
Yeah.
I wanted to be my own boss, and I enjoyed helping people and be appreciated that way. So it's one of the things where it's been a great journey in the last 3 years to be my own boss, and to be an owner of a franchise, it's even better.
Yeah. That's great. And we'll talk more about Schooley Mitchell. But first, I want to get into the book. So your chapter and your contribution to that book, Small Changes, Big Savings. What was the inspiration for this?
Well, it's all about, you know, for anyone to even from a consumer standpoint, whether you're a consumer for your home, for your personal, or for your business, it's all about being able to find time to negotiate for better pricing. And also it is to have the resource to know whether are you overpaying? Am I paying the right price? What are other people paying? You know, what's the benefit for this? And sometimes people just don't have the time and resources to do this. Mm-hmm. Right now, as you can tell, I mean, every business from the service side to manufacturing, everyone is at a shortage of employees.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to find someone. They're trying to pick anyone off the street so they can work. And when business owners start to think that way, because, you know, employees are very important to them to make the business keep going, mm-hmm. your focus gets sidetrack. So we have inflation going on right now. Are you actually keeping your costs down? Mm-hmm. Or are you actually not worrying about that, but just simply focusing on employees working for you? Mm. You know, it's difficult to juggle those things around just to see where things get you. So like for us, for me, it's one of those things where it's great that I'm solely focused on optimizing businesses' expenses so that they're not overpaying.
Yeah. And one of the things you talk about in your chapter is really getting the best deals you can and asking for help. And this part about asking for help, I think it's genius because it's not, it seems like the obvious, but it's not. Like many times we think that we're either getting the best deal on a particular service or on something, but we don't necessarily know what we know. So tell us what we don't know, obviously. So tell us a little bit more on your ideas and why it's so important to ask for help.
Many businesses, you know, as I prospect out clients, people say, oh, this is going to take too much of my time. I don't have the time for that. I don't have the resources. Yeah. Actually, if I sit down with them and say, hey, give me 15 minutes of your time, right? Mm-hmm. I get all the documents I need. They tell me, okay, great, let's do it. They send me off to their assistant. I get the information I need from them within another 15 minutes. And you know, I do all, my team does all the analysis. And come back to them in about, you know, 6 to 8 weeks with savings. It's actually not a lot of time spent on my client side, except to say, hey, we're here to help. You know, it takes a while for us to do the analysis because we want to make sure that, you know, we got all the facts right. And that way we can, when we present it for a better pricing, we can get you the best pricing. And it's not like we're going to have the client stay on the phone with the telecom company for an hour trying to get the best deal. It's nothing like that. You know, we do all the work behind the scenes for the clients and make sure that at the end of the day, my client's not spending too much time trying to figure out, am I paying too much or not? They're spending more time doing what they do best. So if it's running the business, they can spend more time running the business rather than focusing on expenses.
Yeah. And again, like the idea that you're going to be able to do that yourself, a lot of times, even if they did have the time, it's not an appropriate use when you have, in my opinion, a team like yours or in Schooley Mitchell that are available to kind of take that load or that weight off your shoulders. So I think it's awesome. Another point that you really make here is to avoid contract traps. Again, sounds obvious, but in your career, like what kind of things have you seen?
Well, you know, every business have a contract, right? A statement of work or a contract, some may say. And some these contracts are generally flexible. But it's not always, it's not something that you always have to agree on. Mm-hmm. Every line item, you can always make changes. You know, bigger businesses, larger corporates will say, you know, if you give me this service agreement, I would have to get my legal team to take a look at. It takes another 3 to 6 months sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there'll be red pen the whole thing, a red line the whole thing, mm-hmm. and say this is on our side, take it this way or no way. Mm-hmm. You know, but most of the contracts that you see oftentimes get their clients locked in. Mm. You know, sometimes like in the garbage or waste environment, medical waste, your normal garbage or recycling, you know, they lock you in a 3-year contract, 36 months or 60 month contract.
Yeah.
That's fine and dandy. Sometimes it's okay to do that. Sometimes they say, well, they'll give you the best pricing if you sign up 5 years with us.
Yeah.
But what they fail to see in the fine print is their inflation cap, their additional fees. What are the fees? And sometimes these things are not pointed out. So when you do something wrong, they actually penalize you heftily. Those things. And then, you know, if you try to get out of it, you can't get out of it. Or maybe after 3 years, you said, oh, 3 years down the road, I'm going to get out of it. You know, so on the 35th month, you try to call a different vendor, say, hey, I want to use you and I want to stop the other one. And then your current vendor said, no, you can't, because for that to happen, you got to tell us 120 days in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's going to remember that? No one is. So it can be very difficult if you know, right now with many companies having a revolving door of employees, you're not going to remember which contract is which, what year am I supposed to renew it? Am I going to remember 90 to 120 days before I'm supposed to send a cancellation letter?
Yeah.
Things like that. You know, even in other cost categories, they sometimes will lock you in on the service for 3 years. But the equipment might be 4 years. So how does that work, right? And that's not fair to the client at all. And if people don't see that in the contract, you're like looking at it, all the fine print, like, yep, 3 years, okay. I mean, they just sign it, right? They
don't really
go line by line. So it's one of those things where when people don't really understand a contract, mm-hmm. or they seem that, oh yeah, I trust this salesperson, 3 years is fine, you know, I'll just sign it, be done, because I need the services anyway. Well, mm-hmm. I advise people to be more cautious on that.
Mm. And then another thing that you're elaborating on in the chapter is watching out for the extra fees or hidden fees. You say extra fees though. Like what does that mean?
You know, when someone says like in the last year, you know, we've seen the economy, inflation rates go up, fuel prices at a pump went up. So any company, any business that utilizes shipping or like shipping, you know, or they use a vehicle. So like to pick up your garbage, your mm-hmm. trucks, they started adding things like fuel surcharge, administrative fees, environmental fees, because recycling is now cost more than ever before. So all these fees fees in general, mm-hmm. extra charges, surcharges are just mm-hmm. added onto the bill. And when someone calls the 1-800 number on a statement, it's like, sorry, mm-hmm. we can't help it. This is a new thing we do for all our clients. You know, you just gotta pay for it. And then what do you do? You're just like, okay, and you hang up.
Yeah.
But where we come from is we take a look at it and say, okay, what is the rate? What kind of rate are you charging? Is this an adjustable rate? Is it going to be a 6 months down the road, 12 mm-hmm. months down the road? Can we lock in a low rate for the next year or two, just so that, you know, we can be on the safe side? Yeah. All this is something that, you know, we help our clients through, because we don't want people to be overspending.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone's struggling. You know, you're not the only one. You know, everyone is struggling. Mm. So we try to do our best to just help people out.
Yeah. And one of the things that one reason I love bringing you on the show is because I think the one side of things that gets a lot of the attention is, you know, obviously, you know, sales, bringing in more clients, more revenue. But what I see, and what I see that you're just an expert, you and your team on, is it's like, okay, well, what about what you already have and being a good steward of that? Because some of the things that you may not think are negotiable, or that you may think are status quo, exactly like you just said, they are. And if you have the right team working for you and going in there and trying to secure you the best deal and the other things like that, that can be meaningful, right?
Mm-hmm. No, one of the things here is that, you know, many companies, whether you're in the telecom side of things mm-hmm. or waste disposal or merchant fees or fleet fuel or even software as a service, you know, with Google, Adobe, Microsoft, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Every company, if they want to try to increase sales, there's always going to be some sort of a promotional period for some of the services, right?
Some cost, yeah.
Correct. So if, say, for example, oh, my numbers this month is not so good. Hey, let's do something, increase it, you know, and things like that. So they might throw out some things from time to time. And the consumers don't really know when that happens, right?
Yeah.
So for us is that, you know, we can have our client, or my client can call somebody and say, hey, what's the best deal right now? And they said, okay, this is your best deal, lock in for a year. And, oh, you're so happy, you just hang up. Or sometimes you say, oh, no, you got a best deal right now. Mm-hmm. Sorry, we can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
For us, when we have 250 franchisees around North America,
mm-hmm.
we are consistently knowing what the price is every day. Mm-hmm. If we come across someone having a better price on the total opposite side of the country, we want to make sure that happens here too, right?
Yeah.
So once we know that the pricing has dropped, we're going to call everyone and say, hey, we can do this audit for you. We can find savings for you. Would you like to take advantage of it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we help clients, because I have clients that we found savings for them when we implemented right off the bat, you know, mm-hmm. 50% savings for trash. And a month or two later, I'm coming back to them and say, hey, we found another 10% more. Would you like it? So it's really amazing that the work we do here is we consistently make sure that our clients are not overpaying.
Yeah. And I wanna spend some time that we have here too and talk about some of the new cost categories and things that you're offering. So let's go further into just Schooley Mitchell in general and how you work with people and some of those new cost categories as well.
So Schooley Mitchell recently had a annual conference in Jamaica. It was nice and warm compared to
you poor guy. I remember we talked before that. I know. Poor guy. Go ahead.
and they have released several new cost categories, actually. Mm-hmm. So now Schooley Mitchell is able to take a look at the uniforms and linens, textiles, facility mm-hmm. supplies, your welcome rugs in your facility. We also have expanded our shipping category to those LTL, less than a truckload shipping as well. We do unified communication as a service because everything is all, people want it integrated with their mm-hmm. phones, a text message, voicemail on the computer, everything. And software as a service, you know, we deal with Adobe, Microsoft, Google cloud accounts, cloud mm-hmm. software. And these are the areas that, you know, we can find savings for people because oftentimes either there's an error in the bills or mm-hmm. for like the uniforms and linens, sometimes they sign a contract for 25 uniforms, right? And mm-hmm. then employees come and go, and you never know what you're paying anymore. And sometimes they just leave it as a contracted price of X amount of uniforms, but yet you have less employees, why are you paying for all that extra, wow. right? So these things are all something that can be negotiated from time to time, mm-hmm. volume to volume. It's always different from every number of set of uniforms you get. It's always a different number. It supplies as well. You know, when you increase your usage, you should get a better pricing. So just don't call and say, increase my frequency. Well, mm. you know, make sure you get a good deal in it too.
Yeah.
You know, things like less than a truckload, you know, you may ship a package or two with UPS, FedEx, but you know, what is it if I got a whole semi full, right? That should be right. a better pricing too. So it's one of those things that we can now actually take a look at that and make sure that, you know, as we help e-commerce companies to ship out the daily orders, it's something that we can actually do even more now because we have less than a truckload as one of our cost categories.
Yeah. So as we all, I mean, as this is being recorded, going to 2023, for all the business owners and the entrepreneurs in context to their costs and then to savings and things like that, like what are some of the priorities that you would say should be on their mind as we go into 2023?
Well, I say many companies, many business owners that I've spoken in the last quarter, as they mm-hmm. plan for the year-end quarter and for 2023 forecasts, mm-hmm. many have mentioned that, you know, we are in a new norm, all right? Mm-hmm. Instead of receiving orders and people ship out in an X number of days, like, mm-hmm. you know, 4 weeks, 1 month, you know, you order something today, we ship it out in a month. Now that has all changed. The whole business method of ordering, making it, manufacturing it, and shipping it out to the clients, the dynamics have changed so great that it's no longer 1 month. It's 6 months minimum to 9 months. And so people are paying for things in advance. They are paying a higher rate because of inflation. Mm-hmm. And so my advice to clients is, even though there is inflation tag onto your supplies, and then you take it on, you know, you add it on to your clients. Mm-hmm. One of the things to just make sure is that, what are your expenses? Mm-hmm. You know, you want to try to increase revenue, but yet it's hard because you can't really increase the profit, right? You can increase revenue, but you can't increase profit because you take on inflation back to the client. And clients are struggling too. So they say, give me the best price. So you are increasing revenue, but not profit. So how do you tackle ways to improve profit, right? Let's mm-hmm. take a look at your expenses. Let's see how we can reduce your expenses, not necessarily by taking away services, but making sure that your expenses are optimized, you know, making mm-hmm. sure that you're not overpaying for something that you are using. Yeah. You know, across the board from all our cost category expenses, mm-hmm. we can at least save businesses at least 30% on mm-hmm. all the expenses. So I've got clients from, you know, from a broad spectrum, from just one cost category to mm-hmm. four or five cost categories. And certain ones, we may save them 56%. For some of them, it may be 12%, but on average across everything, we save them at least 30% easily.
Yeah. It's awesome, Dennis. I'm a big fan of what you're doing. I mean, you're really advocating for small businesses out there, helping them, you know, save on those cost categories, which is a big deal. That being said, Dennis, if somebody is listening to this and they want to learn more, they want to connect with you and your team, what's the best way for them to follow up and to do that?
Well, they can always give me a call, you know, email me. Find me on online, Google, on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we can put messages down below for that. Oh, yeah. And I'm always, I stay in touch with people. I pick up every call if I can. And I help anyone and everyone from across the United States. So it's something that if someone feels that it's beneficial for them to take a look at your cost, it's risk-free. There's no cost to do a free audit for prospective clients. All we do is we do the audit, find if there's any savings. If we implement those savings, we just share the savings.
And we'll put all the links to like your LinkedIn profile and other things like that into the show notes so that our audience can just click on the link and head right on over and check you out. And also pick up a copy of that book. So I'm excited to continue promoting the book and for our readers to get your information and knowledge, because that's why we do this. I mean, we want to spread value to our listeners and readers. And speaking of if this is your first time connecting with a Mission Matters episode or the platform, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share their backgrounds, their mission, and really why they do what they do, how they're doing it, and what we can all learn and gain from that together, because the goal is for us all to grow, right? So if that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Dennis, again, thank you so much for coming on the show again, and thrilled to be out here promoting this book with you. So thanks for coming back on.
All right. Thanks, Adam.